This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday accused Russia of using state media as part of a bid to influence Americans before the November election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday submitted his resignation ahead of an expected reshuffling of government leaders. Kuleba gave no reason for stepping down. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week that the reshuffle was imminent, with the war poised to enter a critical stage and to mark its 1,000th day in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee it can never be used as a lifeline for the Islamist movement Hamas.
On the ground, day after day, week after week, month after month, that they can actually prevent the recurrence of what happened there before, we're open to consider it.
But Netanyahu also told a news conference in Jerusalem he doesn't see that happening. What's known as the Philadelphia Corridor has become a sticking point in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza reached 189,000 children, surpassing its target and providing a quote-unquote rare bright spot in nearly 11 months of war. UNICEF said on Wednesday more than 500 teams deployed across central Gaza this week, administering the vaccine to children under 10. It said Israel and Hamas observed limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the campaign. UN agencies now hope to expand the campaign to the harder-hit north and south of the territory. They hope to vaccinate a total of 640,000 children. At least four people, two students, two teachers, were killed and nine others were being treated for injuries after a shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Georgia on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Chris Hosey, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, said a 14-year-old student at the school is in custody.
He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult.
One student had texted his mother, "School shooting right now. I'm scared. And someone's dead." On a road close to the school, parents waited anxiously for students to be released. The shooting was the first of the new school year in the United States and served as a stark reminder to students, teachers, and parents of the threat of gun violence in schools across the nation.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. More than 70 activists were acquitted on Wednesday after being arrested in Zimbabwe 2 months ago for disorderly conduct for allegedly planning to peacefully demonstrate during a meeting of the Southern African Development Community. Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
78 opposition activists were arrested in mid-June at the home of Jameson Timba, the acting opposition leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and charged with participating in a public gathering with the intent to promote public violence and disorderly conduct in a public place. The Minister of Home Affairs, Kazembe Kazembe, said the activists were planning to protest at the Southern African Development Community meeting held last month in Harare, hence the arrest. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.
About 20 migrants were believed to be missing on Wednesday after their boat capsized in the Mediterranean this week. The Italian Coast Guard says seven Syrians were rescued. The UN Refugee Agency representative in Italy says the survivors are in critical condition and may have lost their relatives. The Coast Guard says the survivors said they left Libya on September 1st with 28 people on board, but 21 fell overboard. I'm Joe Ramsey.